They need to get into a local county office by January 30.
That's USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Docini, who discusses how the LFP program has assisted livestock producers.
In states from coast to coast, really, and in the central part of the country where they were particularly impacted by drought and blizzards, the payments have made a tremendous difference. And so I'm glad that our county office has really stepped up and were able to process as many payments as they did in 2014. And in several of those key states, we still have a fair bit of work to do, but I'm confident that those offices will be able to rise to the challenge there as well.
Docini says the Livestock Forage Program was the first Farm Bureau program they rolled out last April.
And to date, it's assisted nearly 500,000 ranching operations around the nation. It's been an important part of keeping livestock operations going from places that had been impacted by blizzards and droughts and wildfires. We've assisted an enormous number of people, and there are still many people waiting for appointments in the county offices. So I want to make sure that everybody gets in by January 30th, and that's the deadline for LFP sign-up.
So again, a reminder that January 30th is the deadline for producers who suffer grazing losses to enroll in the Livestock Forage Program. To learn more, just contact your local FSA office.